Either I do something about it, or it will be done. This is wrong. Because both are there in a bizarre mixture. In this bizarre mixture, there are some parts that are out of your reach, out of your knowledge, and out of your concern. Forget about them. Attend to this part, which is yours, and only yours. But don't get arrogant. Count on that. Yes, chance plays a role. Right? Chance plays a role, a big role. When I say one of the most important things in life is to be lucky, what do you think when I say that? Tell me, what do you think? Think about something and say, you know what? To me, this instant, I believe 100% that it's about getting lucky.
I wouldn't say 100%, but luck is important.
I say luck is 100%. Then how do you feel?
I would disagree.
Why?
Because luck isn't everything.
No, that's not the reason. How about because you don't count yourself a lucky person? And you think, if it is only the luck, I don't have a good chance. How about that? Let me make it simple. Are you a lucky person or not?
I think I am.
Why?
Because I've been given so much.
Like what?
Life, to begin with.
Exactly. That's the right answer. How did she get the life? Do you remember how did she get the life? It was like a lottery. You know what was her chance? You know what's your chance winning this lottery system? 1 in 16 million. That's what your chance is. You know what was her chance? 1 in 300 million. Between 150 to 300 million of sperm were over there. And what is this one? And the rest are gone. So life starts with winning a very bizarre lottery. We are all lucky. The brain doesn't know it, because the brain doesn't think about what we have. Brain should think about what?
What
we need, what we have not. We will see it very recently. Remember, we talked about it, that this brain of you is looking in the missing stuff only. But you are one of the luckiest ones, because if somebody will win a lot of, not 1 in 16 million, 1 in 150 million up to 300 million. Then we talk about the lottery. That person claims to be what? To be one of the luckiest ones in millions of people who are playing the lottery, right? I started with that. How lucky could I be? If you look at it this way, okay, luck is a lot. But could you do anything about the luck?
Yes.
Or couldn't you?
You can place your
think. If you sit down, okay, and you are the person with one exceptional luck, to just see someone, and because of a very bizarre coincidences, talk to that some fellow and change your life to the best, right? Let me ask you, your lifestyle has something to do with it. Doesn't it matter if you are someone outgoing or you are a couch potato? Not really. Because if you're a couch potato, chance should work very hard to reach you. Because you're isolated. And why did I go to the couch potato? Because it's very familiar to you. What I meant was a mental couch potato. Someone who is not looking for love. Someone who is not looking for enlightenment. That someone's chances is not that promising. That's why all of them, honestly, all of them, as far as I could remember, and you know I was a curious person, I read a lot of these people, all of them will tell you, just keep looking. Keep looking. That thirst, that trying hard. These are there, so chance is there, your work is there. Improve your attitude, you will have a better chance. Because you're already a lucky person. That is it. Okay. But before starting, you have some bad attitudes. Do you remember your bad attitude? Yeah. You were looking for something fancy. Or you were looking for something to take you there easily. Because you are the messenger of Julius Caesar. For the other one, the enlightenment, there are conditions to meet. First of all, change your attitude. Here, the first thing is first. The first thing is peace. We start this path with peace. Peace of mind. Look at your intelligence, look at the brain. When you want to do something, let's say you have a plan, make it whatever it is, make a plan to make the global peace a reality, or make a plan to cook a good meal, I don't care, make a plan. Think about the plan. How this plan should work? Step by step, right? What is the first step of your plan?
Look at the end result.
The end result? Oh, you are a very logical person. Let me tell you, no matter what plan I have, because I am, I would love to do the research really good, huh? So I don't play with it, I don't fool with it, I do it serious. All the plans I have, at the end I die. The end result is death. What's the end result? The first point of a any plan, should be to know the plan good and love the plan. You have to love it. Because we don't know how long you have time to do it. We talked about all this. We'll come back to that later, don't worry. Then after that story, he started this story and I said, listen, at the end of that story, do you remember what he said, Rumi? At the end of that story he said, because this guy changed his attitude, now he's a good student, the master is going to give him the secret, right? And I'll tell you, ladies and gentlemen, Rumi is going to give you the secret. And the secret is the story of parrot, because it's a story of love. That's why it's obvious to me that it should be very strange, different from anything, very complicated, even bizarre sometimes. And it is this story. We started with what? We started with a very good merchant, and normal parrot.